And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Macta, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mecca, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mecca is still in Loretto, so Corey Sandin is sitting here right next to me in the 97.3 Fan Studios with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. We're going to have a great show talking bluefin, talking long range, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandero.com. It's unique.
Rock Cod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote and your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureandcamping.com today.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome.
We can both do it. Yeah. It's all good times. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Great to have you, Corey.
Yeah, nice to be here.
How's that calico fishing?
Calico fishing's, you know, we had that little couple weeks of a wrinkle in the weather, and Prior to that, yeah, it was pretty good, and I wish I could have got out this week. It looked like things straightened up immediately.
Yeah,
you know?
It's starting to look good, and things are starting to change. And I'll tell you what, not only calico fishing, it's Alaska season, and I'll bet you've been pouring those MC slugs like crazy.
The glow in the dark 8
yeah.
inch. Oh yeah,
those things are money.
Yeah,
big lingcod.
Even local rock fishing, you'd be surprised.
Hey, big one?
Bass fishing and rockfish, the guys like them for lingcod.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and they catch nice reds and chuckle, you know.
You've been a busy guy pouring a lot of bait.
It's been a very busy spring, yeah. I mean, right out of the shows, and it's full speed.
Great to have you in the studio co-hosting today with us as Rockcod Rick's still down in beautiful Loreto, Mexico. Captain Tim Ekstrom, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And Royal Star Sport Fishing, man, we've been talking about it and talking about that four-day fly-down flyback that we're giving away at the four dealerships this year and the spots available on that and all the different trips you have. The boat is out right now catching bluefin, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Captain Brian Sims yesterday landed on him late, made a little move. There's fish everywhere out there. You've probably been hearing the same theme from all the guys. You can go right now anywhere from due west all the way down to, you know, maybe 100, 150 miles. And any given time, any given day, you're going to run into bluefin. It's just a matter of whether it's the main vein or just little offshoots. But it's really remarkable the amount of fish that's out there right now. Of course, the trick is finding that one little vein that wants to bite or that one school that wants to bite. And there's a randomness to it that you know, the guys will hit five schools in a row and no response. Fish lay under the boat and you're just pulling your hair out of your head. And then late in the day, you hit that school and boom, you've got 10 going. There's no rhyme nor reason to it other than you got to just keep working at it, keep trying, keep hitting your spots, keep working at it. And you know, it seems like, especially with time, which is what these 3 days are great for, you know, you hit enough schools, you're going to get the right one. So
what seems to be prime bite time? Is it morning, midday, afternoon? What's the story?
You know, there really isn't any rhyme nor reason. I think, you know, watching the pattern here for the last few weeks, probably late afternoon, that evening, if you wanted to look for a pattern, there's probably been the most consistent action late. But there's been schools that, you know, the guys establish a drift. You know, you get one long drift that starts in the morning, goes all the way through the afternoon. So, again, there's kind of that randomness to it. The point being, there's a shot all day long. It's not just like you drive around, you're doomed. You know, they're not going to bite till late. I mean, there is a shot at any given time.
Yeah, it could happen. And the cool thing is it could be 30 pounds. It could be 130 pounds, right?
I mean, that's the good part and the bad part. You never know. It's like, what rig do you start off with?
Yeah.
And I tell everybody, at the very least, I don't think I'd drop in the water without anything lighter than 50 pound.
Wow.
You know, just to start out with.
Yeah.
If you're fishing live bait, you're fishing a flatfall, of course, something heavier. But,
sure.
Hey, go big at first. You know, if you get established in some long drift where you have to pick at it, you have to drop down because there's just no choice, so be it. But, man, you might as well start out with something you got a chance because you guys know as well as I do. I mean, you tie into one of those bigger ones. Something, you know, you get over that. It's like the threshold is 120, 130 pounds, 140 pounds. You get much over that and you have anything less than 50 pounds. Even 50 pounds is going to be a hell of a battle. But
yeah.
But you get less than 50 pounds of that, you're going to suffer the agony of defeat. And typically at the bitter end, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, color, they chew through,
gas,
right?
That.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's ready. It's like, there he is, couple more cranks.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yep. Right when there's no stretch left, you know, high tension. I like the idea of starting with that bigger gear, and it's true. There's schools that are anywhere from 30 all the way up to 100, 150 pounds, and they're all intermixed. I mean, there'll be little areas that develop. You say, okay, the school size fish are here today, and the bigger ones are up over here, but you don't know ahead of time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So Royal Star, of course, premier long-range sport fishing boat out of San Diego, maximum of 24 passengers, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and then you do a lot of longer trips. I see you have some trips up. Actually, amazingly enough, a seven-day trip with a couple of seven-day back-to-back with availability here mid-June. Now, where do you go in mid-June on a seven-day trip?
So the whole idea of the seven-day trips, the Saturday-to-Saturday seven-day format, which if I could pick a trip across the board, that's my favorite trip to run. Anywhere from June all the way, we run them to the end of October. I love that format because it gives you every option on the coast. If you want to make a long run, you want to go down and fish along the way, of course, but fish on the bottom end, being in the Alejos Rocks, being the ridge, 23 fathom, 13 fathom bank. You can target yellowtail, target whatever you decide to in between offshore fish, and then work your way up the coast or work your way down, and you can spend time fishing the bluefin if they're available in the local grounds. On the front end of the trip, on the back end of your trip, of course, Guadalupe, when the season opens up and we're targeting those yellowfin, yellowtail out of Guadalupe, it's the perfect trip, again, for that mix and match. You can start out there, you can spend some time, on the coast. It just gives you every option, and it gives you enough time to take advantage of those options when you get there. I love that trip overall for the fact that you have so much flexibility. And for us as a captain, the ability to build a trip around what I say are the three main tenets of long-range fishing. It's quantity, quality, of course, and some variety in scenery. I love the idea of mixing a trip up, not just doing one thing. If you can go out and spend some time at the island, an island on the coast itself, and offshore, that to me, it's, you know, that's the home run. That's the grand slam.
Yeah.
That's the perfect trip.
Right, Corey? Those are fun things to me. Yeah.
It's what it's all about. I mean, that is long-range fishing. And you'll see in our schedule this year, we were just sitting here talking about it, we actually infused more shorter trips. We got to a point where we were almost exclusively those seven-day trips, a few eight-day trips, and everything just got longer and longer. It was great for our long-time clientele. That's what the demand was for. But we saw over the years that we started – We weren't infusing enough new anglers. You know,
sure.
Taking a 7-day trip, that's a big leap for somebody who's not quite ready. You know, or maybe they're skeptical about going on a trip that long, whether they're comfortable or whatever the case. We've infused more of our shorter trips back into the schedule, 3 days, 4 days, and that's opened up a lot of availability. Also, you guys remember the story around the sport fishing world was, oh, Royal Star, don't even try to book with them.
Yeah,
there's no spots
available. Sold out all the time.
Exactly. Always sold out, you know, forget it, you know, go on another boat. Well, now, infusing all these shorter trips in, there's a lot of availability in the boat.
Yes.
Now, a lot, which I'm actually, and as crazy enough as it sounds, I'm happy about it because and we've already seen it, adding these 3-day trips early in the season, these day and a half trips as introduction to long range. We've already seen this a huge influx of new anglers.
Right.
New blood.
That's
Royal
the
Star,
whole key.
Right?
Yeah.
And also new blood to sport fishing.
I just love
that when somebody comes out and new blood to long range.
Yeah.
Because there's a huge number of people that anglers that fish on the local boats or they've only fished local boats and you know, in their mind, a long range boat is just an extension, you know, in the number of days compared to a local boat.
You've never,
you know,
been long range fishing.
Well,
then,
you know,
right?
and you can see how that somebody would arrive at that assumption. But once they come on the boat and they see the standard of service, the standard of the quality of the meals, the crew, experience level, the guys driving the boat,
your stateroom,
yeah, it's a whole different world.
Yeah,
and so many times anglers will venture a long range trip on Royal Star, one of the other long range boats, and as soon as they do, that's it. They're hooked.
Yeah.
They're like,
oh
my God.
Oh, no question.
I can't believe it could have been this good. What have I been missing? And they come on a 3-day. And, you know, next time they go, 3 days, it's already over?
Yeah.
I want to go on a 4-day, or I want to go on a 5 or a 7 or whatever.
Absolutely. And speaking of 3 and 4 days, I can't believe in your schedule, RoyalStarSportFishing.com, on the book a trip, you can book right online. There's some 3 and 4 day trips in July, which is, if anybody remembers, what happened last July?
Oh, July's the month.
It went off the Richter, right?
Well, it's going to be again.
Yeah.
I can't tell you when, how, you know, I can't tell you what the weather's going to be, but the amount of bluefin that's around this year, it's not going anywhere. That fish is going to be available, you know, barring some insane climatic event we can't ever predict, but that's not going to happen. We're going to have bluefin available. And then you fill in with it. I'm sure there's going to be yellowfin that come
up. There already is
again.
Yellowfin.
Exactly. Yellowtail.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is going to continue to unfold, and it's only going to get better. And where that fish, whether it goes above the border, stays south, whatever, it's going to be available. It's the perfect setup for those local, I call them local offshore trips, a 3-day trip, a 4-day trip, an abundance of fishing time. Right now, these 3-day trips, it's incredible. Brian left the dock at 8:30 Friday, right? Yeah, Friday.
8:30 in the morning.
They all kind of tie in.
Yeah.
Anyway, I left the dock at 8:30 in the morning. They were on the grounds at 2 in the afternoon, lines in the water.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. So for a 3-day trip, you're fishing Friday, at least a good portion of the afternoon, and right now, you know, we're coming up on the longest day of the year. You get a lot of fish time. It doesn't get dark till 8:30.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, you know, 6 hours of fishing the first day you leave, all day the next day, all day the next. I mean, on a 3-day, you're packing 3 days of fishing into it.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a, you know,
that's a great trip.
The amount of time you're out there is, you know, relative to the amount of fishing time you're getting, incredible.
Correct me too. He left the dock at 8:30, fully loaded with bait, straight out to sea.
Well, yeah, exactly.
He was already done. You guys, because I went out on my little boat and I was like, "Where's the Royal Star? They're not the bait receiver."
Yeah.
Oh, they went and got bait. They're already
right
gone.
Got bait early.
Yeah.
Those guys are ready to go.
Yeah.
And again, the idea being, rather than spend that hour and a half baiting up with everybody on board, go grab it earlier, and that translates into another hour and a half of fishing time on the back end.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Anyway, we have a bunch of availability on those trips in July, and again, I'm happy for a perfect setup.
Yeah.
The Saturday through Wednesday, 4-day, and then a Wednesday through Saturday, 3. Because we did, we broke up one of those 7-day trips.
7-day.
And there's some random availability. We still have availability on the 8-day trip. It's a 7-day trip. There's another 3-day before that has 2 or 3 spots. The point being, there's plenty of availability, and that's a good thing for those anglers that are waiting. They're on the fence. They're gaming the fish in the weather. Hey, give us a jingle, because there's still some availability, and my guess is sooner than later there won't be.
So, like our good friend used to say, the wise angler would book those trips right now.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're not going to be available here very, very soon.
Yeah, I don't think so. If this weekend holds up. I mean, you look at this trip this weekend, for example. We had a week prior to the trip, or 10 days prior to the trip, there were 10 or 12 spots, and then over that weekend, the fishing was good, the weather looked good, we booked 12 anglers, just like that.
Boom.
So you know, my advice would be, again, don't wait till the last minute, because if you do, you're not going to get on a trip,
and you might miss out on
the real deal, which is bluefin fishing is going to be.
It's going to happen. Hey, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Captain Tim Ekstrom, wealth of knowledge. We haven't even ventured into the fall or even those winter fly-down, fly-drag trips out of Mazatlan that they're going to do. We'll cover that too, right, Corey?
We have a fun show ahead of us, actually, Pete, and one lucky winner today. This is a really cool thing. I've never heard this on the show all the years I've listened, Pete, and such a really neat giveaway. It's a Sato line winder kit, and maybe you can describe it a little bit, Pete. I mean, it's everything but the drill and a piece of plywood.
Yeah, everything you need. You need a piece of plywood and a drill, and that's it. I have one. I use it all the time. It's a super high-tech line winder. It's comparable to a line winder that go up to a couple $1,000s. It's like a super high-tech line spectrum, mono, everything. It's all, if you want to buy one, it's under $300.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, you could actually go into the shop, probably Ricky's or one of them, the long fin, and actually purchase this for $300 and have your own personal line winder. Or you can give us a call today at 833-288-0973, and you can have your chance to win that. Talk to Tim, talk Bluefin, talk Long Range, talk Royal Star.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, Gary Sato, Sato Crimp and Winder Company, is a huge Royal Star fan. He's one of your longtime customers, right?
Sato.
Yeah.
Right? Love Gary Sato.
Big Fish Sato.
He is. He's Big Fish Sato.
He is totally, he goes
incredible.
By his name.
And as how he pulls it off.
He pulls it off through focus, man. Yeah. That guy is focused at all times.
Like
on the rim.
Ninja warrior.
He puts his time in.
Yeah.
Love Gary.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy. And I'm going to tell you something. This Sato line winder that we're giving away today, if you're not lucky enough to win it, and you don't have a line winder, this is what you need.
Yeah, it's legit. It's
everything.
Real deal.
It really works. It's comparable, like he says, to a couple $1,000 line winder for
and it's simple also.
Simple.
And that's the best part about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, you got to like it. Give us a shout again at 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Imagine waking up at Pyramid Cove in San Clemente Island, ready to tackle giant bluefin tuna or huge white sea bass aboard your own luxury long-range sport fishing yacht. Rock Cod Rick here for Journeyman Sport Fishing. Yes, the 60-foot Journeyman is now available for charters and open party trips for up to 6 anglers to local islands this spring and summer, and Guadalupe Island trips this fall. Journeyman is no ordinary vessel. Every detail of the super clean yacht has been taken care of. Huge bait capacity, large fish holds, top-of-the-line electronics, super comfortable staterooms, you'll be blown away when you step on board the Journeyman. As for tackle, it's top of the line and all included in your trip. I should know, I helped Robert the owner put it together. Nothing beats a trip aboard the Journeyman. If you're ready for the ultimate experience to catch huge bluefin, white sea bass, and more at the local hotspots, Guadalupe Island this fall, or a trip out of Puerto Vallarta next winter, call Journeyman Sport Fishing, 619-571-1979, or check out their extensive website at journeymansportfishing.com.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therez rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, and I'm stoked to be in studio with you and Tim.
Yeah, I was stoked to have you, Corey, and maybe you should. We were just talking about that red tide, but I'll tell you what, it's cleaning up. I took my boat around for a little service with H&H Marine. Jeff picked it up over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay yesterday. Took it around the point yesterday and into Mission Bay. And there were some streaky areas, but then right along the cliffs there, super crystal clear, and I was kicking myself I didn't have a rod, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I can't believe you went without one.
What am I thinking? What am I thinking? Right?
And you know, every time you don't bring one, yeah, there's going to be a big foam or yellowtail or something.
Oh, yeah. And it was 65.2 right there, kind of getting into that range right there in the kelp. Oh, my gosh, the kelp in
it's in coming
Puerto
back lush.
Big time.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
La Jolla's lush, and it's just, it's neat to see.
It sprung back fast.
Well, you know, we're at that time where Tim mentioned we're approaching the longest day of the year, and it grows up to 24 inches in a single day. I mean, think about
single
that.
Single day, 24 inches.
Right. So, you know, I mean, it doesn't take but a few days to reach a surface. And,
And it's kind of like, you know, when I was growing up and all of us, it's like red tide's kind of a part of the spring habitat of Southern
well,
California,
not only spring
right?
but the fall, kind of too.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, it was a big fall time.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's not unusual. That's the main point. You know?
Yeah,
it's just part of the program.
Sure.
And it looked like it was streaky coming down from you know the Mission Bay side, and it'll probably blow out.
Yeah,
of there. One little quick current change will blow out there quick. And if it doesn't, you know, it's all part of it.
No doubt about it.
But there's plenty area where it isn't still. You know, down there south of like Hill Street and the like. There's like you said, beautiful, clean, birds picking.
Yeah. Plenty of inshore. Yep.
Got me going. Yeah.
And I heard from I talked to Ryan Bastian, and he said that the islands are really starting to clean up. So watch that going off pretty soon.
Yeah, well, as soon as they do, you can rest assured.
Watch out.
Because all that fish is running around there. It's just a matter of the conditions getting right again.
Yeah.
I heard it got cold and dirty down there. So as soon as that, again, one little current shift.
I saw a couple barracuda in the count from down there.
Oh, yeah. Apparently. Really
here
good
we
barracuda.
Go.
Man,
barracuda.
Here it is.
And Catalina is really coming alive. And San Clemente Island, man, watch out. There's been phenomenal yellowtail fishing up at San Clemente Island, which poses perfectly for our Let's Talk Hookup Islander kayak trip coming up on June 11th, just a little over a week away.
Are there any spots?
There actually one spot opened up.
One
spot. It's been sold out for a long time, and we have one spot left, $425. If you want a kayak, you can rent one from Fast Lane Kayaks over in Mission Bay. I'm going to be on the trip. Ron Lane's going to be on the trip. Hayden Lane. We have a great group. It's only limited to 22 anglers. Includes all your food. It's $425. It is Bill Varney's going to be on the trip.
Bill Varney,
so, yeah, he's coming on the trip.
So it's a day and a half. So you're literally out there at daylight all the way to dark.
Yeah, you leave at 8 p.m. on Tuesday night, fish all day Wednesday, sun up to sundown, and
as
long as you want. There's it's a mothership thing, so they have a skiff in the water. The kayaks deploy. It's quite the scene over there at San Clemente Island, for sure. But fun, yellowtail, calicos, rockfish, everything. And potential for white sea bass, anything you want. So if you want that one last spot, get on letstalkhookup.com, go to our shop page, and you can buy it right online at letstalkhookup.com on our shop page.
It's going to be gone.
One spot left. Oh, it's done.
Oh, because the weather's straightening up,
it's
beautiful.
And the Islander does a great job, all stateroom accommodations. Those guys are... see that new bait tank?
Oh my gosh, the boat's in beautiful shape.
They did a great job.
Yeah, the bait tank's nice too.
Yeah, did a fantastic job. Well, hey, Corey, phones are packed up. Let's jump into it. Let's go ahead and get rolling here. And where should we go?
Well, how about Brett? Brett from San Diego. Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm wondering, with this bluefin thing happening, could you go over a little bit the rubber band and sinker thing? It's a technique that's new to me, and I want to make sure that I hit the ground running. Probably the most common sinker sizes we're using. Are you long soaking it? Can you go over that technique a little?
The way we do it, and I think it's kind of the standard, you attach a rubber band like a torpedo sinker anywhere, depending on the variables being the speed of the drift, how much wind you have, sea state, but typically you want to get it down there 4-6 ounces, even heavier. Sometimes if the wind is up and blowing and we're really whistling along on the drift, guys will fish as much as 12 ounces. And you put it about 3 feet above your nose-hooked bait, and you want to control the rate of drop. You don't just want to bomb it straight down. You want to gradually let it down at a fair rate, but you don't want the sinker... You don't want the sinker way down ahead of where the bait is. You kind of want to let it down and let the bait flow. And once you get it down there, you can adjust it around. You get it, say, 300-400 feet, put it in gear, let it sit there, wind it up nice and easy, 15-20 feet, take it back out of gear, let it back down nice and easy.
Just kind of thumbing the spool
exactly.
To let it down easy?
Exactly. And then, boy, I mean, there are times when they freight train it, but that... Have you fished that sinker much, Corey?
I haven't.
Well, you get the weirdest bites with those things. You really have to be on the ball because you'll feel this just little tick on the line. And like, hey, what was that?
And it's probably moving off at the same speed.
Probably, coming up at you.
You glanced over something that if you've done it, it's common sense. But Brett, asking the question about this, you mentioned nose hooking. And nose hooking is,
is that key for the sinker rig?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because the bait, if you wind in a nose hook bait, you'll see how they're following right along. I mean, unless the hook turns around, but most of the time they're following right along. It actually looks like a lure when you're winding it in. But if you try to hook a bait anywhere other, the only other choice would be like that behind the neck, that collar hook. They'll fish that way, but I personally prefer the nose because that bony structure up there, it doesn't come off the hook.
And the other thing, too, I might add about the sinker rig is ask the crew about how to properly seat it on your line so it doesn't slide.
That's right. There's the correct knot.
Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, you want to tie the right knot on there because you don't want the sinker to slide down and be on top of the bait, obviously. you know, you do a couple of twists and wrap and cinch it down. That way the thing is firm. And you just use a rubber band. The idea being, it's almost a breakaway. It doesn't break away every time, but you want to have it able to break away if you get a real bruiser on there. And it's a quick, you know, you don't need to do any special rigging for it. It's a real quick, you know, hey, let me try a sinker. You can whip one on there and try a few drops, and if it doesn't work or whatever, you know, you can take it off and move on. Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't, and the idea behind the rubber band is there's no connection point. You don't have to tie a swivel on there. You don't have to make any, and it doesn't damage a line anyway.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's head south down to Rancho Llanero, where our Let's Talk Hookup Spring Spectacular tournament's happening right now. John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hello, Rick. Hello, Tim.
Good morning.
Yeah, actually, Corey's in for Rick. Rick's
and
up
hello,
in Loretta.
Corey.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Corey.
Good morning,
sir.
So what's happening with our Let's Talk Hookup tournament at Rancho Llanero?
Well, 15 boats departed today.
Nice.
And, yeah, and it should be good. Early in the week, it was strong bite with the yellowfin. The corpus were holding yellowfin 15 to 30 pounders. Some nice fish, and it was real strong early week. And then midweek, they moved further outside, 40, 50 miles off, and got a little bit picky biters. In the last day or so, yesterday, they really ran into them again. And so I'm hopeful that they're going to move a little bit closer inshore. It's flat, so they can run out. But we're talking 35 to 50 miles off. They're running out to get on them. There's bigger solitary fish right up Rincon there, right at the line at Como there. They're picking up some nice 50, 60-pounders. Solitary fish on live bait, and the fish outside into the corpus are mostly hoochies, cedar plugs are working, and some smaller live bait. If they get any live bait in front of them, they're working too as well. A lot of striped marlin inside, gobs of striped marlin, and they're smaller, you know. I've never seen them quite so light as we've had them this year. They're 30 to 100 pounds. I see the average fish is probably 55 pounds, something like that. And a lot of them around. They're spread all the way from Pescadero down to Frehley's, and a lot of them right in front of the hotel. You know, I'm watching the boats bunch up every day about 2 or 3 miles off the front, and they're releasing a lot of smaller striped marlin. Inside, we've got big pompano. They're catching some really, really nice pompano, 2 10-pounds, some big guys, and Fargo's well, and then the rooster fish bite is medium. You know, they have the real big fish haven't come in yet. We're seeing a lot of 30, 40-pounders, but not any of the real whoppers, so I'm hoping that picks up. So we'll know a lot more after all the 15 boats come in.
Yeah, fantastic, John. And right after the show, I'll be flying down and joining the group. I'm very excited to come down to Paradise for a few days and enjoy and join the Let's Talk Hookup group at Rancho Llanero. Now, June, July, it's prime time at Rancho Llanero. Are there any spots available?
It sure is. Well, we're real busy in June. You know, we're pretty much full up in June. But July, we do have a rooms available on boats. And you know, there's good fishing and really nice weather. It's a late winter down here, and the highs are in the low 80s. You know, it's just pleasant as it can be. It really is.
Sounds perfect, John. All right. Well, if you want to book, how do we do that?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLanero.com. I'm coming to get you. I'll see you at 2 o'clock.
All right. I'll see you at the airport in Cabo very shortly, John. Looking forward to it. And then, of course, talk to you right here on Let's Talk Hookup next week for the big wrap-up of our big tournament there for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Very much. All right. Phones are packed. We have to remind our listeners, because it's new, if you call and there's no busy signal.
Yeah.
So you just call and it keeps ringing. Probably the lines are full. If Adam's on the ball, if he's not picking it up, it's probably busy. You can just keep trying to keep it ringing. But
even though the lines are full, the line's going to keep ringing.
And we're not ignoring you. It's just going to keep ringing. But keep trying at 833-288-0973. We'll let you know if there's a line open and you can get through. Let's go ahead and jump in there.
Let's jump in. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling from Dana Point. Welcome to the show this morning, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Good to hear you. I saw you down here at Dana Point. That was so fun.
Yeah, that
you
was
fun. Yeah, wasn't it great? You know, the cold sniper on these bluefin, are you rigging them up like the flat fall? You're putting a bite leader on them? Because I don't see me tying a very good hook on that eyelid with a 50-pound, you know, if I'm going to drop it down. Are you guys putting a bite leader on that thing or what?
It's not a bad idea. You don't have to, but it's not a bad idea. I mean, if there's some of those big ones around, especially, that's how I would rig them.
Yeah, like with how heavy?
At least 130 pounds.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they're going to swallow that jig.
Most of the time they do.
And the bluefin have teeth, and they're going to just shake their head, and right at that moment, they're going to cut you off.
Especially with the jigs. They really do a lot of head shaking. And I mean, again, at least 130, even 150 pounds.
And a lot of times, if they're going to eat it, it doesn't matter how heavy the line is.
Well, yeah, and if you rig it with fluorocarbon, it doesn't. And believe me, we've done the Pepsi Challenge a bunch of times. The guy up there fishing with 50 pounds doesn't get any more bites than the guy with 130 pounds.
You know what's funny you mentioned that? Because calico fishing, I've used straight 80-pound white spectra straight to the lure, and they're going to eat it, right? So,
yeah.
And I've tried 100-pound fluoro, and they eat it, you know? And so,
because it's a reaction, right?
They scoff at 60 pound, but, dude, if you're going to hook the fish of a lifetime and it's down its throat, I mean, they shake their head and do all kinds of crazy things. So usually on the hook set, you're going to lose the calicos. But,
yeah.
So it makes sense what you're saying. You know?
I find in particular with the lures, you know, either the flat falls or the snipers, that's where it really doesn't make much of a difference. You know, I think that obviously the potential reward is far, far more worth the rigging heavy than going light.
Go heavy when in doubt, right?
When you don't have to and potentially losing that fish of a lifetime.
It's a reactionary bite.
It is, for sure. Especially that lure. I mean, it's down deep, you know, 300 feet or 250 feet. Yeah. There isn't a whole lot of light down there. So.
Yeah. And some people actually re-rig it with a single hook. You can use a heavier treble hook if you want.
Yeah,
if you're going
to use a treble, use one of those big, heavy
big
ones.
Big, heavy ones.
That's
made
for tuna fishing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, good luck. Chuck, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, and that does free up 833-288-0973.
Let's jump into it. Let's talk to Mark. Mark's calling from Santee this morning. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, I want to know, I knew a website you have for long-range fishing. You have five different rigs. I want to know if you have to have all five or if you can have a combination, like, you know, 100-pound test on one and maybe 40-pound test on another. Because I don't have that many reels.
A lot of rigs nowadays are multi-use. That's the beauty of them. For example, if you have one of those, like a Talica 20, you know, as your reel, you can put that on, I mean, so many different rods.
50-pound?
Yeah, you can fish, I was going to say, anywhere from 50 or 40 all the way up to 100-pound on that thing and everything in between. You can rig it up. So, you know, all you have to do is tie a knot and you can switch from, you can flat fall with that thing. You can fish live bait with your 50 or 60-pound. That's the beauty of today's gear is the fact that you can use it for a bunch of different things. I would say let's say one of these three-day trips coming up, or even let go to one of those seven-day trips coming up, you could make that trip with four rigs, no problem. Now a lot of anglers, what they do is, you know, they'll keep their arsenal will grow because, you know, they don't want to tie a different knot, or there's so much cool gear now that you just have to buy another one.
Well, yeah, and you want to use it when you go on the fish.
Exactly, but the bare bones, you can get away on one of these long-range trips, three or four rigs, you really don't need any more of that. You can just, you know, you can switch your gear over, you can change top shots, there's a lot of things you can do to make your gear, you know, multi-use. And the other thing I would say, you know, our websites and our tackle recommendations, and I see this with the other guys too, in the long range fleet, when you're putting tackle recommendations up, we kind of have to carpet bomb. You know what I mean? You got to put everything on there. That way the anglers are informed as to what they may need. But seeing as how every trip is different and every season is different, what I would recommend anglers do is call the office, call 3 days before your trip leaves, 2 days before your trip leaves, talk to Randy, talk to Brian, talk to myself, and we're more than happy to pare that down because, for example, maybe there aren't any yellowtail available or maybe there aren't any albacore, maybe there aren't any bluefin, whatever. We're going to be targeting this fish exclusively.
Conditions change
every
day.
Yeah, we know where we're going to go. We can tell you almost exactly what you're going to need. So you don't have to bring everything but the kitchen sink.
What about loaner gear? Do you have?
We have tons of loaner gear available on the boat also. It's great advice. I know that the rigs are really reasonable. All we do is charge you there's a nominal charge for the line that you use, obviously any terminal tackle, but we have gear on board where you can supplement. If you only have two or three rigs, say you don't have one of those, like a 130-pound rig for heavy fishing.
Like you get in some big
black
ones.
Fall,
and
whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, some jumbo rig. We've got plenty of them. You don't. All you have to do is give Tracy a call ahead of time, let her know you need a rig. She'll make that jot down a note, and we'll have one there to, for you.
And
to
that's used as part of your free of charge.
Exactly. You can you can supplement with
supplement
that.
Supplement.
I can't say free of charge because we charge for the line that's on
the line.
It's like $20, $30.
Yeah, but you're charging
it's
for
nominal
what you're
compared
using.
To what the rig is. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. What an awesome deal.
Yeah, that is an awesome deal. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, we're going to have more from Tim, more from the Royal Star. We got a lot coming up on the show on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back on 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporty. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Savings Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30th, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, it's time. The San Diego International Boat Show starts this Thursday through Sunday at Spanish Landing, which is right across from the San Diego International Airport. Over 150 boats from entry level all the way up to super yachts, and some great fishing boats there, too. I know H&H Marine will be there, and I know West Coast Marine there will be there with Parker Boats, and a lot more, too. Going to be a food trucks, beer garden, kid zone, live music, and seminars, all kinds of on and off the water displays for you at the San Diego International Boat Show. It's this Thursday and Friday, noon to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday 10 to 6. Admission's just $15, 12 and under kids free, and discounts for active and military use. Check SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com for more details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617, or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want about.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. If you missed the beginning of the show, we are giving away a really cool,
awesome prize.
The Sato
Thanks
line.
To Gary Big Fish Sato.
Yeah, right, the Sato Line Winder Kit. And just a really cool thing to one lucky winner. So lines are full, but I'll give you the number anyway, 833-288-0973. And we're going to jump right into the catch report. And today it's sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you have not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will... detect the oil before you pump it into the water. Just one of the several switches and sensors made by BlueGuard Innovations. Check BGI.com or get their affordable products at Marine, at San Diego Marine Exchange.
And indeed. Yeah, it's BlueBGI.com, and they have them at San Diego Marine Exchange. I have it on my boat. It's an awesome piece for sure. BlueBGI.com. Let's go to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing Captain Brian Willey's on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. Things turning around, I understand, from 54 degrees to what now?
Gosh, yeah, 63, 64.
Sweet.
So it's made the move, you know. Gosh, we haven't seen the sunshine, but gosh, the lack of wind has been the welcome factor for sure. It certainly started the solid rebound process, and you know, as a result, our half day scene certainly perked up. You know, we had some real fun bass action the last couple of days. It's nice to see, you know, the fly line action back in play. Fish up and reacting to the chum, the guys were saying yesterday, so certainly nice to see that. We've had some nice sheephead and sculpin and stuff like that to go along with that half-day fishing on the inside. So we're hoping that things continue through and keep, you know, ticking in the right direction on that half-day scene. The three-quarter day stuff for us, we're still out, you know, fishing that rockfish. Some good action on the right hard bottom or, you know, the right rock. I think a lot of people don't really realize how much that rockfish really moves around out in that deep water. That stuff moves a lot. So there's been a little bit of anchovy out there deep and still some of that red crab lingering around that has this fish moving around a lot more than it usually does. So, you know, the side scan sonar the last few days has been a big help locating that stuff. And a lot of the fish we've been catching has been off the hard bottom. It's been in the mud. So that stuff's just all confused, swimming around all over the place out there. But good scores on the reds. The sculpin and stuff like that out deep, so that's been nice on the three-quarter day hunt. And finally, the Fury, he's over at Clemente, or he has been over at Clemente. The action over there tightened up a little bit the last couple of days, you know. Still some good sign, Marcus is telling me over there, with that yellow, but it just hasn't been like it did 3-4 days ago. But it's a good sign as well, good bottom fish action, quality calico bass, and some sheephead along with some good bonita over there has kind of been the deal the last few days, so... Things are tapped over there. It's ready to go again, hopefully here soon. And then speaking of the Fury, he does have a day and a half trip on the books here. He's slated to leave Tuesday night. Spots available, certainly kind of a freelance game plan. You know, if that bluefin is in the stars, he'll have permits available on the boat. And if that yellow Clemente is ready to pop or, you know, is on the verge, like I was just talking about, he'll be over there mixing that in too. So call the landing if you want to hop on a trip. Our phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And if you want to save 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips with us here along the coast, the discount code for this month is going to be BASS, B-A-S-S. Super simple.
You're talking Corey's language.
I know. He was talking my language when he was talking 63, 64, and fish flipping out of the water and responding to the chum. I'm on it.
Yeah. B-A-S-S for 25% off half and three-quarter day trips at Dana Wharf Sports Fishing. What a deal.
That's it. It's super easy. So just click on our banner out there on the Let's Talk Hookup website. That'll take you over to our site. You can book online, and then in the discount code line, just enter those four letters, BASS, and that'll knock 25% off your ticket price.
Sweet.
Good times, Brian.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you then.
It's the season.
Yeah, it is. Season, oh, I love it, man. Yeah. 64-degree water, like Tim was talking about.
Yeah.
You were talking about some 65. But while we're waiting for Gundy, we'll give it the Turner's Outdoors having a really cool thing, teaming up with Bill Varney. Coming up on June 22nd, Turner's in San Marcos is teaming up with Bill Varney and CCA to have another on-the-beach surf fishing clinic. You'll meet at the store in Vista in a short seminar and then go down to the beach and catch surf fish. How cool is that with Bill Varney? To learn more about this event, please go to fishthesurf.com. That's Bill Varney's site, fishthesurf.com, and check it out under seminars. Cool deal.
Indeed. All right. While we're waiting for Gundy, let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Arnie. Arnie's calling from Vista. Good morning, Arnie.
Good morning, guys. How you doing, Corey, Pete, Tim? Great to hear you guys on the radio today.
Hi, Arnie.
One thing I want to say first for Tim, I had the fortune, thank you to Pete, to go on the Mazatlan trip back in the early part of the year. And I really want to tell you what outstanding customer service I got on the boat, the way you guys took care of everybody. Captain Brian, He answered a lot of my questions before the trip, and I was like, "You got your cruise is great, you know, Blake, Big Diego, Cameron, the cook, and then I really want to give a special thanks to Adriel. Adriel, that guy, he was by me, making sure that he kept me out of trouble, and I really want to give an extra special thank you to him today."
Sure, appreciate it. Thank you very much. You know, it's always when you're launching a new venture, it everybody's on their, you know, they're like hyper alert, hyper aware, making sure that every single T is crossed and I is dotted, and doing everything we can to make good on our commitment to provide the trip that you know we've promoted. And because there's that great unknown, you know, again, you're really on edge about it. Unfortunately, those trips came, you know, they went off without a hitch, which, as we all know, launching new ventures, that's really what you hope for.
And the potential to catch a giant fish is there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fishery has been well established for a long time, yeah. and there's a lot of ground to cover. It's a, you know, what I describe those voyages as, the Mazatlan voyages we're talking about, four day trips out of Mazatlan, three full days of fishing. It's a high risk, high reward type thing.
Right.
You've got 3 days, and you know, of course, if you go down there and if conditions are off or the fish aren't biting, whatever, hey, it's you know, you can only do what you can do.
You're just given those 3 days.
That's right. Yeah. You can work with the amount of time you have, but there's plenty of ground to cover, and there's plenty of ways to make a trip out of it, which we discovered last year. That was the best part about it. You know, the fishery has been pretty specific to one area down there, and we discovered, especially being up there out of Mazatlan, there's a hell of a fishery for not just school tuna, you know, that 20, 30, 50-pound fish, but there's other bigger ones mixed in out in front of Mazatlan. Historically, that's been an extremely productive area.
Yeah.
There's another set of banks about 50 miles below there. So we
found very little pressure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and certainly not pressure from our kind of rig.
Yeah.
You know, they down there with a full load of bait, and everybody was really, you know, really friendly, warm, welcoming. It was
yeah, El Cid, it's such a great place to
right.
base, right?
And even, but what I was referencing, you know, the fishermen out of the water was great, you know.
Yeah.
We had very little interaction because we fish off the edge, but what interaction we had with the, you know, local boats and the like was
yeah.
great. You know, everyone high-fiving.
Fantastic.
And brought them out with bait, the whole thing. But there's more to do than just that fishery that's around the islands, and we're certainly hoping to build on it. It's got just tremendous potential. And again, from that vacation aspect, just to be able to go down and do something, wintertime, you know, it's normally, you know, it's not the best of weather up here.
Yeah,
and to get a shot at one of those giant yellowfin.
4 days, man. You're flying out, you know, either out of Los Angeles on Alaska Airlines or out of Tijuana on
through CBX, the CBX.
I'm telling you that.
And it's like, and Mazatlan's a wonderful city.
Oh,
it really is.
Yeah.
The hot ticket is to bring the little woman down there and set her up in the El Cid Marina or any one of the, you know, Pueblo Bonito or one of the
There's so many beautiful
resorts there. And the city, the town of Mazatlan is just phenomenal. The people are incredible.
And Tim, it's not the Puerto Vallarta prices. It's not the Cabo pricing.
Right.
It's where the Mexican nationals go to vacation.
That's right.
The pricing is unbelievable.
It's
hang out a lot there, right, Corey?
I've been there several times in the last year and a half.
It's so reasonable. I mean, how many times have you been there where you go to the restaurant and you're with friends, family, and you get the bill after, I mean, a big night,
dude.
You know, the margaritas, the whole thing, the
all the
prodigious meal, and you look at the bill and you're like, this can't be right. They
missed something here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they forget a few orders, but no, that's the way it is everywhere.
It's old Mexico.
Even a cab ride.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
a cab ride that would normally run you, my gosh, you know, 50, 80 bucks in one of the big name resorts is 20 bucks, you know, 15 bucks.
No, the guys are, and the local people are so welcoming.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah. So if you want to go, there are, like Arnie did, and I know Arnie's now hooked on long-range fishing after his experience on Royal Star. Right, Arnie?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
expand
sure.
on it too. Go on one of our summer trips. See,
there
you know that's the beauty of long range fishing. Again, there's so many different facets of it. You know, between you can go on a 3 day local trip, a 7 day, a 10 day in the fall. There's a lot of different forms of long range fishing, but they're all done under the same umbrella of that premium quality fish care, premium quality crew, the delicious meals served up by our professional chefs. You know, it's all about the platform and the crew combined to taking you around and introducing you to these incredible fishing destinations that just aren't really accessible by anybody else.
And I can't.
What are there? A couple handfuls of us in the world.
Oh, for sure. Well, I can't wait. Our Let's Talk Hookoff Mazatlan trip has 8 spots left on it. If you want to go, you better book quickly because that's filling up
very
quickly.
The same kind of deal.
Yeah,
if you sit 4 days, fence.
Fly down, fly back. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on the trip. Tim's going to be running the trip, and it's going to be a fantastic trip. There's another one right after that, so get on it.
I've got a question. So if like Arnie went on the trip, do you leave your gear on the boat while
you
the boat's going down?
You can. Yeah, you can leave your gear in the boat. You can use our gear. You can take it down ahead of time. And both trips, we'll cart it down there. And because it's
so
only,
you get on the plane with your day bag.
That's right, your wallet in your hand, and that's it.
For a $100 ticket on Valeris, or if you're going on Alaska, I mean, it's just a little bit more out of L.A.
Yeah.
And you're flying with nothing.
Exactly.
Oh, dude.
That's so cool. 3 days on a boat. The gear requirements are really simple. It's very similar to this bluefin fishing out front here. I mean, the gear you're using a little bit bigger gear because you're targeting those fish that are potentially in excess of 350 pounds. But you only need 2 or 3 rigs, and it's all you need. It's offshore fishing. It's drift fishing. You know, maybe a few flatfalls and a handful of hooks and the right leaders, and away you go.
And
so you don't need it's 4 nights, 3 full days on the boat. So it's not like you need everything. You know, you don't need to bring the giant tackle box and the full arsenal.
No,
man.
No,
you
but
throw
just
a few rods on and a day bag with a few shirts and a few pairs of shorts, and away you go.
But just eliminate the hassle of bringing the rod to and the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. On the boat.
Great. Arnie, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, continue with Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
I have to say, you know, I do those long-range reports for Western Outdoor News, and one of the more enjoyable daily readings is Tim's. You know, he tells you about the fishing, tells you about the mindset, the decision-making process of the skipper. I really encourage everyone to stay in touch with how that thought process works. It's really something special to read, and it makes my reports much better. I'll say that as a fact. But anyway. To the fish report, another good week of fishing. The halibut bite continued good. Lots of calico bass, sand bass, croaker inside. We're having those grunion runs, so it's really fishy. The other thing that those grunion have drawn in is lots of white sea bass and some legal fish in there, too. So it's kind of really going on all pistons inside. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut action along Goleta Beach, Goleta Pier, fish to 30 inches, taking salted anchovy, flash minnows. Wiley's reported a terrific bite on some of those Malibu beaches for white sea bass. A shop regular took a half dozen legal fish this week. Metallic sardine pattern flash minnow was his hot bait there. Topanga, big rock, I think were the stretches he was covering. A 15-pound, 38-inch fish was tops, but he also checked in a 33, a 31, a 30, 29-inch. You know, sometimes it's common in the spring for those. I call them young fish, but they move into the shallows, and boy, you get on a school of them, and they want to bite. Big fish reported good halibut action along Long Beach, Bolsa Chica, white flash minnows, fluke baits have been taking fish to 12 pounds there. Also lots of juvenile white sea bass in the mix. Hogan's reported good croaker bite at Doheny and below the pier. Mostly yellowfin with some chunky spot fin there mixed in, a few perch, sand bass, leopard sharks also in the mix. And then Pacific Coast wrapped up their May Halibut Derby. A 20-pound, 5-ounce fish was the final winner there, and it was taken in the lagoon on a live smelt. And also this week, they checked in a 14- and a 15-pound fish. Now, listen to this, Pete. The angler went down to the bait receiver and got live sardine, transported them in the lagoon, had a little bait sled in the lagoon to keep them alive, and then on low tide, fly lining, the live sardine in the shallow channels took a 14 and a 15-pound fish. Boy, that'd be a nice bite, huh, Pete? That live sardine bite, fly line for a 15-pounder. So you got to hand it to these surf guys. They do what they have to do to get bit, and that is a terrific way to go about it.
No doubt about it, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. That's the kind of tips you get here, right here from Gundy. On Let's Talk Hookup, and also pick up this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. You can get a lot more tips from Gundy in Western Outdoor News. Right, Gundy?
That's it. And I tell you, that's not the only spot where you can do this. You know, Bolsa Chica Inlet, river jetties, you know, you can go down the line. If you can replicate that scenario, you can catch fish doing that.
There you go. All right, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks for that, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, great show, guys. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks very much. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Tim, the Royal Star, and more Bluefin Talk. And I know there's more callers to get to here on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, a radio.com sports station.
This is Will Myers from the San Diego Padres.
A two-run double for Will Myers. 13-5 Padres.
The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
The Long Fin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 8th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Long Fin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G Lumis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro Staffers will be under the tents in the Long Fin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G Lumis, and Power Pro. Inside the Long Fin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G Lumis rods, and Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 8th only. Plus, get free reel service with minimum purchase. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Long Fin this Saturday, June 8th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Long Fin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule,
check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trix 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trix 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Trix reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trix Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.